Cześć, tu Wiola. Uczymy się angielskiego poprzez naturalną konwersację i słuchanie. Jeśli chcielibyście czytać w trakcie słuchania, zapraszam na stronę naturalnyangielski.com, gdzie znajdziecie transkrypcję oraz tłumaczenia wszystkich odcinków. Have you missed me? I've missed you. I apologize for my absence. If you listened to last year's episodes, you knew that I was expecting a baby. Well, my little girl is here. She's beautiful and healthy. I'm just starting to figure out what parenthood is all about. And as most of you know, it can be challenging at times. So taking a break from recording was necessary. Many of you have reached out asking when you can expect new podcast episodes, and it makes me extremely happy to know that so many of you enjoy my content, and I'm excited to say I'm finally back. I may have to take it slow at first as I get back into the swing of things with the little sleep that I get these days, but I will be posting new material every so often. And don't worry, I won't turn this podcast into a parenting podcast. I will keep talking about topics you find relevant to your daily life, and maybe sometimes give you an update on mine, but I won't be changing the format or the way I've been doing things in the past. Without further ado, let's get into today's topic, finances. The last episode of this podcast was a popular one, and in it, I mentioned loans and debt. Talking about money made me think that we should review the topic of personal finance in English. And I get it, maybe it's not the most fun topic, but it's an important one. And if we get through this one, I promise to make the next episode a little lighter. So, I've been thinking lately, and if I could go back to college and pick my major again, major being the specific subject to study, I would choose to study finance. A lot of people don't end up working in the field that they studied in school, so wouldn't it make sense to study something you could use in your personal life, regardless of where your career takes you? Knowing a little bit about investing or money management wouldn't hurt. Unfortunately, that was not how young Viola was thinking. I see myself as a numbers person today. I like working with numbers, but when I was 17, 18, I definitely did not see myself that way. I guess you have to be young and stupid to become old and wise. Or, as they say, you live and you learn. This episode won't be about corporate finance or investing. I thought starting with personal banking would be simple enough. I think the goal for all of us is to create a financially secure life, but it can sometimes take a long time to get there. Hopefully, you're setting financial goals for different stages of your life, which can be anything from building an emergency fund to buying a house or an apartment or having enough money for retirement. I won't be giving any financial advice in this episode because I am not licensed to do so, nor do I know much about banking in Poland. But we can talk about our habits of saving and spending and being able to articulate all of that in English. Most of us don't go to the bank very often these days since we use mobile apps for online banking. The nice thing about using your phone to manage your personal finances is that it's easier to track and monitor where your money goes. So, what's the first thing you need to do to see money in your account? You need to deposit money into the account. There are multiple methods in which money can be deposited into our bank accounts. Direct deposit from your employer is where your paycheck is electronically deposited into your account. If you're not set up for direct deposit, you probably deposit checks or cash into the account yourself. And even if you are depositing a physical check, you can do that with the help of a teller at the bank or through your banking app by taking a picture of it and uploading that picture. If you're asked to endorse a check, all it means is that you need to sign the back of the check. Checking how much money is in your bank account is called checking your account balance. All the charges made to your account are called transactions. And once those transactions have cleared or are posted, you are left with your account balance. The next thing you may have to decide on is whether to keep your money in a checking account or a savings account. A checking account makes it easier to withdraw money or take it out and is usually used as a spending account, meaning this is where you see money coming in and out because you use it for everyday purchases and paying your bills. A savings account is meant to hold your money longer where it can potentially earn interest. Let's say you have very little money in your checking account and you go to make a purchase that goes through, meaning the purchase was made. Your bank will show a negative balance on your account due to an overdraft. Overdraft means you drew more money than the account had. Now that I've mentioned withdrawals, it made me think of ATM machines. ATM stands for Automated Teller Machine, but no one ever calls it by its full name. Although lots of places of business are cashless now, they don't take cash, I still use an ATM occasionally to take out money when taking a weekend trip or going out. And don't forget, you'll need a PIN number to access your account. A PIN number is a personal identification number. To finish up on the different types of accounts, there are lots of accounts that are in some form investment accounts. I'm sure there are lots of beneficial accounts in Polish banks, but as I've mentioned before, I'm not familiar with them, therefore I can't elaborate more on this topic. What I can say is that in America, most people focus on saving for retirement as early as possible and will contribute funds into investment accounts where the money will grow over time. Since education in America is very expensive, the type of account that I'm starting for my baby girl now is a savings account that is meant to be used for education when she's older. it took me a long time to pay off my student loans from college, so I'm doing what I can now to help my little one in the future. Okay, so far we've covered deposits, withdrawals, checking accounts, and savings accounts. What else may you need a bank for? How about sending money to your family? Sending money from one account to another is called making a transfer of funds. There are other apps associated with our banking apps that we use for payment in the store or to send money to our friends and family. Each country has its own set of money transfer apps. Last time I was in Poland, I learned about BLIK being the Polish mobile payment system. If you're not paying with cash or an app, you may be paying with a credit card. When approved for a credit card, the bank will give you a certain credit limit, the maximum amount you can borrow. Then, once you start using your card, you'll have to pay off your balance each month. It's easy to get into debt really quickly by putting everything on your credit card and not having the funds to pay it off in full. I know I told you I'm not giving financial advice, but my advice is don't spend money you don't have. People often say, we buy things we don't need with the money we don't have to impress people we don't like. Let's not forget that most people go to the bank to apply for a bank loan. Maybe it's a home loan if you're buying a home, or a car loan if you're buying or financing a car, or a business loan if you're starting a business. You pay that loan over time, could be 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, plus interest. So what do credit cards, loans, and transactions at the bank have in common? Fees. Fees are charges that the bank will collect for late payments, account maintenance, special transactions, and ATM withdrawals. Although these fees are usually low, you want to avoid paying fees where unnecessary because it all adds up in the end. An episode on personal finance wouldn't be complete without mentioning budgeting. A budget is a list of your income, which is your earned money, and your expenses, the money coming out. You can have a weekly budget, a monthly budget, or even an annual budget. But the main rule is to spend less than you make so that you can pay all your bills and keep an emergency fund for any unexpected expenses. We call this living within your means. If you spend more than you make and you can't stick to your budget, you're living beyond your means. And it may be time to look for a new job or an additional source of income. Speaking of getting a new job, I don't think it's mandatory in Poland yet for an employer to list the compensation in a job posting. From what I read, this is optional. In the States, as of the publishing date of this episode, only 12 states have what we call pay transparency laws, with others considering it. Each state has different laws on this, but in New York, where I am, only as of last year, September 2023, businesses with 4 or more employees are required to list compensation ranges for designated job opportunities, promotions, and transfers. Ranges can be tricky because if the range is really wide, like between $50,000 and $200,000, then it's useless information. But most of the ranges I've seen have been decent. Oh, and I should mention that when Americans speak about salary, like the $50,000 that I just mentioned, it always means the annual gross number. The net number, which is different for everyone, is the take-home pay or the amount that hits your bank account. When looking for a job, knowing how much you can earn before you apply to the job or go to the interview saves you time before you get invested into something that you would have to turn down later. As someone who likes numbers and likes knowing things or learning about things people don't openly talk about, it makes me happy to see this change come into effect. Sometimes people ask me if moving to the States is worth it. This is a topic for another episode, but it really depends on a lot of things, mainly on someone's plans and expectations. Knowing how much you can potentially earn is one way to manage those expectations. Also, sometimes when I'm curious, I'll go to the career websites of large companies like Google, to see how much they pay their employees. I do this for any company that has offices in New York, since they all have to list the salary or the salary range. It's too late for me now, but if you're young and you're choosing a career path, knowing how much you can expect to be paid just by browsing job postings may help you determine which career path to take. Okay, that was a lot packed into one episode. As we slowly approach the end of the year, I'm going to start thinking about my financial goals for 2025. Goals allow you to prepare for what's ahead, and there is a quote attributed to Benjamin Franklin that says, "By failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail." I'll leave you with that. Moi drodzy, thank you for listening. For those of you who have rated and reviewed the podcast, jesteście kochani. I know some of you have left comments under the Spotify episodes, but due to some glitch, Spotify has deleted those comments. I am not happy about it. I've contacted Spotify and there's nothing they can do. If you're enjoying the podcast and you listen to it on Spotify, please give it a rating and leave a comment. And as always, if you have any questions or comments, please reach out to me at viola@naturalneangielski.com or send me a message through the website naturalneangielski.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time.